This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Redemption is sweet for North Carolina. After losing a heartbreaker last year to Villanova in dramatic fashion, the NCAA national title is headed back to Chapel Hill. Despite the loss, this is still a historic year for Gonzaga. This is the Zags' first trip to the Final Four and the national championship. Their season comes to a close with just two losses. On the other hand, for North Carolina, this latest championship only adds to a cemented legacy as college basketball royalty. Believe it or not, North Carolina has been to back-to-back national championships before. And similarly, they lost the first year in 1981 and prevailed in 1982, Michael Jordan's freshman year. Overall, Carolina has been to the NCAA title game 11 times now, and the Heels have won more than they've lost, boasting a 6-5 record. As for head coach Roy Williams, he's been a Hall of Famer for a decade now. But this third national title pushes him past his mentor, former Carolina coach Dean Smith. Only two coaches in men's college basketball history have held the championship trophy more times.
Well, that's what happened last night. How'd you do, Scott? Did you? I kept saying, I gotta go to bed. I gotta go to bed because I knew, you know, being an East Coast time, it was going to be a late game. And up until about the last minute and a half, there's just something about North Carolina because this happened with the Ducks as well. When it got down to the final minute, final 2 minutes of the game, it was all of a sudden the team started getting outside of themselves and out of their personality. And, and I saw the unraveling of the Zags as well. And I don't know what it is that North Carolina has, but they've demonstrated these last two pressure cooked games to be able to put the pressure on the other team in such a way that it was like they abandoned, what brought them to the dance.
What a game. It was a really good game.
It was a good game.
Yeah, throughout the entire game, it never got to a point where you're like, "Well, this is over." And what a game! And you're right. North Carolina, they made it happen when it mattered.
I mean, they stayed true to their personality, and that you can, to these kids and Roy Williams, and I think this is a training moment for a lot of athletes who go out there, because the challenge is whether it's golf, basketball, football, whatever. It's they talk about staying in the moment, right? And in staying in the moment, it's understanding and properly assessing that what you do. Like if you don't hit three pointers, you don't go in the last minute when it gets down to the absolute super crunch time and start getting outside of your personality. If your job is in the paint, stay in the paint. Go make it work, right, in basketball. If you're a golfer, you don't try to do this high-risk shot when, it's still right there. It's all within grasp. And, the Zags, what a great season. Only their second loss. But it was right. I mean, even my son, who doesn't follow basketball, he kept saying, "Dad, what?" I go, "Hey, the thrill of victory and the heartbreak of defeat, the agony of defeat. It's when you just kind of lose sense of who you are. But I'm sure that the Zags, just like Oregon against North Carolina, wish they had another bite of the apple. But that's not the way it works, does it?
No, but I think the best team won. I think
yeah,
the best
no
team
doubt.
Won.
You got to hand it to them. I mean, they did a great job. They performed as a team. I mean, that was the thing. They came, and that's what you love to see about sports, especially in a team sports situation, that you have that kind of chemistry, and camaraderie that comes together, and they did a great job. So congratulations to the Tar Heels of North Carolina. Great job last night. Great entertainment. Hope you enjoyed it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody
now in the center stage.
But there's a meta story here, which is that the people who rally around Trump, when I was doing talk radio, my listeners, they feel like they can't get a break and that they're under attack. And this is Trump under attack. And, we work with Selena Zito, where I work at Washington Examiner as well, and she coined the phrase, the press takes Trump literally but not seriously. His supporters take him seriously but not literally. And this feeds their notion that you can't get a fair break. They watch what happened with Hillary Clinton, and they feel like you never pushed as hard when the woman had classified information literally on a computer in her basement, and you couldn't get serious with that. Now, here you are nitpicking about was it spying or was it inappropriate leaking, and that story, I don't know that it's a winner for Trump, but like you said, for right now, his base is feeding off of that.
Mixing the two together probably does feel like a winner. We're going to take a break here quickly. We'll be right.
Well, I guess that pretty well sums it up. I mean, that's the perspective, isn't it, Scott? I mean, that, people who support Trump, they're getting attacked, at restaurants and about. And you just go, whoa, I mean, this is how contentious our country has become and how partisan it has become. And I don't know what it's going to take. Maybe a bit of success, out of the, out of the Trump administration with repeal and replace, possibly. I mean, even the situation with, when we're going to talk more about it in just a moment, with Judge Gorsuch, his confirmation and what's going to happen there. And as we said all along, you know what the playbook was. You know, Mitch McConnell being a traditional, time-honored senator, the leader of the House, and he doesn't want to change the rules, never wanted the rules to be changed. And I know this is hard psychologically for him and principally, for him to say, okay, we've got to, we've got to exercise, what has been called the Reid option, Harry Reid option, the nuclear option, and in order to get, Gorsuch confirmed. But you saw the resolve in his eyes when he said, we're going to get him confirmed. There's no doubt about it. And this is the kind of thing, as the president of the United States, endears, I believe, McConnell to Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump's a make-it-happen kind of guy. If you say you're going to do something, you go make it happen. You go fall on your sword and go make that happen. And Mitch McConnell's going to have to fall on his sword to make this happen because the Democrats, I think some reluctantly, they've got to stay lockstep because this is all they know and this is what they do. And even though they're... they're drowning, they continue to stay on the same chapter and verse, but they need to get off of this. And I say this, not with any kind of glee, because we're the United States of America. It's about all of us coming together for the greater good. Whether it has to do with Obamacare, whether it has to do with our courts, maybe it's a time that, Democrats, Republicans come together and understand what and be convicted to what the you know, Supreme Court is all about. It's not like it's big mom and dad that, you know, if you don't like what's happening and you want to expedite the legislative process, so you run to the court to get things changed. You know, you don't like Donald Trump, so where do you go? You go find an activist federal judge who can give it your way. I mean, this is the way we want to run things. We don't want to understand what the rules of play are all about. I mean, Scott, like all of a sudden, you know, you would change the rule in the basketball, last night's basketball game, and you say, okay, this next basket is worth 5 points. You know, it's not the way it works.
It's not. And the unprecedented move is actually the filibuster. Nobody's ever filibustered a Supreme Court judge before. And so that's the move that is never happened. And the nuclear option, well, Harry Reid did that. So yeah. That's when that door is opened.
And of course, what's happening, the Democrats are justifying, saying, well, that was for the lower court, that wasn't the Supreme Court. This would be unprecedented to exercise the nuclear option. But what's going to happen now is the rules will forever change. And here it is. I mean, Chuck Schumer and company have said, all right, we're going to make this our Waterloo. And Waterloo it shall be. And instead of just a straight up and down vote and, you know, let it live another day, you know, give it some time. Because once this president, and the president's already been established, but it's yet to be sealed. If the nuclear option is exercised, it's sealed. It's a done deal. We will not go back to 60 votes again. It will just be a mere majority. But
yeah.
I think more significant than this, you know, in terms of the process, because, you know, Scott, you know, you go down the line of people that support Gorsuch, and I mean, it's astounding. I mean, it is absolutely astounding, you know, how many people support him, the way they talk about him, and everything. I mean, it's just, you know, like as Mark Thiessen from the Washington Post, who's been with us many times, you know, who says, wonders why Democrats would want to break Senate tradition over a nominee as qualified as Judge Gorsuch, you know, to what we're talking about. He says something unprecedented could happen this week when the Senate votes on Neil Gorsuch's nomination to the Supreme Court, but it won't be Republicans triggering the so-called nuclear option to confirm him by a simple majority vote. He says, no, what could be historically unprecedented would be for Democrats to filibuster Gorsuch. You know, to your point, there's never been a successful filibuster of a nominee for associate justice in the history of the Republic, and the idea that Gorsuch should be the first is patently absurd by any reasonable standard. President Trump nominated a jurist of impeccable temperament, character, and intellect who has won plaudits from across the political spectrum. And, you know, Mark Dixon just hit the nail right on the head when it comes to this, right? And you think of Gorsuch, or as one Harvard law professor, Lawrence Tribe, has declared that Gorsuch is such a brilliant, terrific guy who would do the court's work with distinction. Former Obama acting Solicitor General Neil Katyal, who introduced Gorsuch at his confirmation hearings as a wonderfully humane and decent person, penned a New York Times op-ed in which he suggested that liberals should back Neil Gorsuch because he would stand up for the rule of law and say no to a president or Congress that strays beyond the Constitution and laws. I mean, isn't that what we want? I mean, isn't that what you want in a Supreme Court justice, is somebody that you can count on to follow the rule of law? And clearly throughout this confirmation, that's what Neil Gorsuch said time and again. And somehow Dianne Feinstein and, you know, and Al Franken and company wanted to be confused. They said they didn't understand. Well, I guess, you know, I guess it's understandable that you don't understand. Because when you've been perverting the process for so long, you don't even know what real chocolate really tastes like. You know, because you've been persuaded that it's different, and that when you finally get the real deal, you're shocked and perplexed. Is that what's happening? I think this is what's happening with them, is they couldn't see a mainline jurist if it bit them in the face. And the fact of the matter is, I think Neil Gorsuch has bit them in the face with the truth. and with his answers that went on and on. I mean, three incredible days of testimony and interrogation, and Neil Gorsuch, I believe, and I agree with you, that he will be confirmed. But it's going to be fun theater. Stay tuned. We'll keep you abreast. Of course, you'll be seeing it as well.
Not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
It is a great day, isn't it? I'll tell you, it's great to have you along with us as we continue to fight the good fight to get this country back on track. Now 6 out of 10, used to be 7 out of 10. We're inching our way up there as to, understanding what it's going to take to get this country back on track. And what it's going to take, it's going to take we the people. You know, we've been having this discussion, whether it was with John Bonner yesterday, others along the way, is that America really needs to find its heart and soul once again. That's what really is going to make America great again. You know, I don't mind the contention. I think it's good that we have the conversation, but we need to be able to reason together, okay? Problem is, some people have felt like, okay, we're just going to throw away all sense of civility and just try to bang each other's head, you know, with our principles. It doesn't work that way. I mean, it doesn't move us in a constructive sort of manner. But unfortunately, it's all part of the mix. You know, it's kind of like what, years ago, Lenny Bruce, you probably don't remember Lenny Bruce, but Lenny Bruce was this incredible comedian. At the time, he was cutting edge. I mean, he was way beyond cutting edge, okay? I mean, I could only imagine what Lenny Bruce would have done today with social media as it is, because he had an incredible following. But one of the things that Lenny Bruce said in the last stages of his, you know, his demise, I might say, is that he said, hey, you need us crazies. You need us crazies to break down the edges. And this was, he challenged the First Amendment right to no end. He was constantly getting arrested for his language and his lack of civility. But he said, you know, you need us. In essence, he's part of the recipe. And I would say that the contention that is happening today is, you know, part of the recipe, no doubt about it. But like you've heard me say time and again, experience defines preference. Okay, what we are experiencing today, what would you prefer to have? What kind of discussion would you want? Would you want a Charles Murray chased out of every college campus across the country and others just because you don't agree with him? I mean, what a great opportunity to be able to have people that have had that kind of experience and that kind of knowledge, you know, to share with you at any level. I mean, college campuses are a privileged bastion of this kind of conversation and resource for our kids, and I say for others that enjoy this opportunity. Scott, we do have the soundbite ready, and this is remind me, please, if you would.
It's okay. Lindsey Graham talking about how weird the Nunez situation is.
Yeah. Okay. And let's play it up right now. Okay. All right.
Give him an up or down vote.
Can I ask you on another subject? Adam Schiff over the weekend on the Sunday shows talked about going to view intelligence at the White House. He says he was told that it was the same intelligence that the chairman, Devin Nunes, saw. And he said, hey, that's a little fishy. That seems to indicate that the White House gave this material to Nunes in the first place. What do you think happened?
Well, I think the whole episode is bizarre, that if he did, in fact, receive intel from White House staffers to then go brief the president is a bit odd. Why can't they just show the president what they've got? So that whole episode was kind of strange. I'm glad that Schiff was able to look at the information. I hope it was the same information. I hope every person on the committee can look at it. And a couple things. I want to get to the bottom of who's leaking. You know, the president of the United States should be able to conduct a phone call with a foreign leader without reading about it in the press. Leaking classified information doesn't help the cause. If somebody was unfairly unmasked, if some transition member was surveilled after the election and unfairly unmasked, I want to get to the bottom of that. But all these issues, while are important, the big issue is what are we going to do about Russia's attempt to interfere in our election? To me, John McCain said it was tantamount to an act of war. Whether that's accurate or not, it's in the spirit of attacking our country. The Russians tried to undermine the 2016 election. The Republicans are in charge of the Senate and the House, and we should act to punish them. We should bring a bill to the floor very soon to impose additional sanctions on the Putin regime. They're trying to interfere in our election. They're headed to France and Germany next, the Russians. And if we hit them and hit them hard, it will help our friends in Europe.
Everybody talks about whether it's the Russians and all these other things. All that's noise. Are you kind of starting to discern this, what this is really all about? It's much more than this. It's kind of like when Watergate first broke out, you know, came out. They thought, oh, it was about a burglary. They didn't understand what was all going on. But they, as they investigated, started pulling back the layers, they saw how diabolical it was and how treasonous the actions that occurred during Watergate. And I believe it's going to be the same thing here. And what the media is pressing, I mean, they're all after that shiny, you know, Russian thing, because that just seems to be the order of the day, and it's what supports the narrative of the left. But it really doesn't get down to the truth of the matter. The truth of the matter is that when you connect the dots and you start looking at this reasonably, you say, this whole thing was manufactured. This was a scheme. This was a planned deal. Did Putin do this? Heck no, Putin didn't have the access to do this. Putin wasn't the one that signed the order in the last days of the administration that opened up the floodgates on all this NSA information.
Well,
I mean, it's you know, Scott, I mean, this is really the essence of this whole issue is what was done in the final days of Barack Obama's administration. Now, he and Loretta Lynch signed a last-minute, this is a quote-unquote, secret order to destroy our freedom. And this thing went, and again, it's one of those Atlas Shrug moments where people just didn't, they didn't pay attention. And this thing is diabolical. It was done by the outgoing president, the outgoing attorney general. They signed an order directing the National Security Agency, America's 6,000-person-strong domestic spying apparatus, to make available raw spying data to all other federal intelligence agencies, which then they can pass it on to their counterparts in foreign countries and in the 50 states upon request. And this information is raw data, unredacted. It's in its purest sense. It is right there for all eyes to see. Now, the question is, why would they do that, Scott?
Well, I think we both know why. And the whole Russia story being pushed like it is, it's because the Democrats want to have somebody that they can put the blame on, other than themselves.
But that's aside. That's aside from all this. Barack Obama and his administration released a time bomb within our government by doing this sort of thing. I mean, there is something much more diabolical than the Russians or anything else. This is the president, outgoing president of the United States, his attorney general. This, according to the New York Times report back in January, this is what he did. And so there was much more to this. I mean, they already lost. He knew they lost, and he figures he's going to, as they would say, quote unquote, muck up the works. I mean, so much for the smooth transition that President Bush exampled and modeled for Barack Obama. Now you got Barack Obama in his, I don't know if it was a spoiled brat kind of move or if it was just something he said, okay, I'm going to really show the people that Donald Trump is a mess. He has no business being in government, and I'm going to make it as difficult as we can make it for him, and we're just going to unleash this virus, this incredible virus within the spying community, within our intelligence community, and just open up the floodgates. Why else would you do that?
Well, I think like most things, like Harry Reid with his nuclear option, how that's going to come back and bite him in the butt. I think he doesn't realize that this, what he just did, is also going to come back and bite the Democrats in the butt at some point. Because it's not like
it's not going to bite him in the butt, Scott, if they're not talking about it. If the media is worried about what Putin supposedly did and didn't do, and that's what they're chasing instead of chasing this issue, I mean, hey, look, we can talk about the influence of the Russians, but what about the mal-influence done by our very own president of the United States? And I'm talking about Barack Obama. I'm talking Donald Trump here, okay? And that is the story that's being missed. The conversation continues. You'd let us know what you think at hashtag BML Talk.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Okay, great. Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We come to you fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Justin Danhoff is with us right now, General Counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research, as well as Director of the Center's Free Enterprise Project. Justin, before we get into your confrontation with the Starbucks CEO, which I saw that clip, and we're going to play it for our audience here in just a moment, was quite interesting. I want to get your read real quick and summary on the Gorsuch nomination and confirmation process that is going to be a lot of fun. I mean, we're talking about almost better than female mud wrestling, if I could be so misogynistic.
Well, I think, like, most pundits at this point, I think, are pretty much on the same page as to what is going to happen, that he will be confirmed and it will be through this so-called nuclear option. And I think that it's – I think the Democratic Party is making a big mistake, actually, on this one. Gorsuch is very much a rule of law judge. You know, listening to Dianne Feinstein yesterday – nitpick a dissent he wrote 8 years ago for a like sentence structure was one reason that she was voting him down, or they're planning to vote him down. So it's really it's interesting that we've gotten to this point in a very short period of time, right? When we look about the arc of the U.S. Senate, of course it's been rancorous for years, but the Supreme Court was never quite this bad. I mean, we remember who he's replacing, Antonin Scalia. He was confirmed unanimously. And now we're to the point that a moderate, basically a centrist judge with just, you know, a little bit of originalism and a little bit of deference to the Constitution compared to a more liberal judge that views the Constitution as a living, breathing document, now can't even get a proper vote because one party has decided that for political reasons, not for judicial reasons, they're going to try and hold up the nomination if they can. So it's become a political process much more than a judicial advice and consent. So the Senate has now basically taken its role and kind of turned it on its head. And I don't know how we unring the bell that got us to this point. That's the unfortunate part. Looking forward is I think this may be the path for pretty much all future nominees until something breaks this cycle.
Yeah, no doubt. If the Democrats, and I think some of the Democrats reasonably looked at this, Justin, and said, do we really want to set this precedent? I mean, it's already been established, the Harry Reid rule, as they say, by their own party. But if it goes to this level, then it's done. Like you said, you can't unring the bell. It just sets the hook all the more. And so, then going forward, it's just a majority vote. It's not a 60 requirement, which the 60 requirement has not been from a day immemorial. This was something that was adjusted years ago as well, right?
Correct. Yes, that's correct. But again, the Senate's job here is, to advise and consent. And, we've had extreme liberal justices, extreme originalist justices confirmed unanimously up and going through the 80s. And then, of course, Judge Bork is what started the downhill trend of all of this. And then what Ted Kennedy and others did in the 80s really set the way for where we are now. And it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it really is. And we are no doubt sowing what was reaped back then. And I don't know how we, as you say, get on the other side of this. I do want to talk to you about your meeting at the Starbucks. It was the shareholders meeting that you attended, and how you were fortunate enough to present your case to Mr. Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks, in challenging him about the impact that his political activism may have had on the Starbucks brand. Justin, if it's okay, I want to play that soundbite directly as you asked your question to Mr. Schultz, okay?
Absolutely, go ahead.
All right.
In response to President
now.
Trump's first executive order on immigration, Mr. Schultz, you wrote very publicly, quote, "With a heavy heart, we are witness to the conscience of our country and the promise of the American dream being called into question," end quote. And that's, of course, when you announced plans to hire 10,000 refugees over the next 5 years. However, according to Business Insider, since that announcement, quote, "Starbucks brand has taken a beating." Starbucks said it would focus on hiring refugees who have served with U.S. troops as interpreters and support personnel. While that sounds noble, it's also interesting, because ABC News reported that in 2011, after discovering two Al-Qaeda members with links to Iraq operating in Kentucky, the State Department stopped processing Iraq refugees for 6 months, even for many who had heroically helped U.S. forces as interpreters and intelligence assets. One Iraqi refugee who had aided U.S. troops was assassinated during this President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton travel ban. Where was your heavy heart then? The media didn't even report on the Obama and Clinton travel ban until 2013, 2 years later. Starbucks didn't seem to have anything to say about it then either. I have two quick questions. I understand that, as you said, not every decision is based on economics, but economics are a hard reality. So the first question is, how much will Starbucks investors have to spend so that the company can properly vet refugees that the federal government admits it can't always afford to vet? And why were you willing to have Starbucks' reputation take a beating by attacking President Trump's executive order when you lacked the courage to speak out against the Obama-Clinton travel ban?
Let me try and answer the two questions and remove the rhetoric from the questions. If there's one message that I hope you came away with today, is that none of the things that we have tried to do as a company, which is based on humanity and compassion, is based on politics, but it's based on principle and our core beliefs, which I've tried to really outline very specifically. First off, on the issue of brand dilution or anything happening as a result of our business with regard to the 10,000 hiring of refugees globally, I can unequivocally tell you, and we all know this from the research we've done, that there is zero, absolutely no evidence whatsoever that there's any dilution in the integrity of the Starbucks brand, reputation, or our core business as a result of being compassionate.
Well, you know, and he went on to finish up that statement, but how could he make that? I mean, it was a broad brush. There was no empirical evidence or clear reference other than he says, as we all know, or as we all want to know, but you hit him with the facts. He claimed it was rhetoric, but, you know, as a stockholder, you have the right to know what kind of impact this political activism has had on the brand and their investment.
Yeah, and my question, the very beginning of my question, I presented actual empirical evidence. It's all linked to right on our website. Go to nationalcenter.org. You can find the Business Insider in the article. They're the ones that track favorability ratings of companies. And they're the ones that noticed that after Starbucks made this grand announcement that their brand, and this is, you know, Business Insider's words, not mine, that their brand has since taken a beating, down by over a third in a favorability index. And so I presented evidence. He just didn't want to hear it.
Well, of course. And, of course, the other investors who were, you know, they're all drinking the same Kool-Aid. But buyer beware, and this is what you made known to them, is that here's some empirical evidence. I'm curious to if many of those actually went out and checked the evidence to see what was happening with the brand, because if they don't see it now, they will eventually see it in terms of their dividends, right?
That's right. Sales are always a lagging indicator behind brand and favorability, so we will check the next sales forecast and see how they're doing.
Well, Justin, keep us apprised. I appreciate you coming on the show and keeping us aware of what's going on with Starbucks. Justin Danhoff, General Counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research. Thank you, Justin. Appreciate it. Bill Martinez, we're live at 18 before the top of the hour.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
I think you think about it, how many people just think that, you know, the Constitution, you know, what does it matter? No big deal. We can just ignore that. You know, as Justin Danhoff was referring to a moment ago, is that, you know, some feel that, you know, the Constitution should be elastic. Even our former president, President Barack Obama, said, you know, the founding fathers didn't really mean what they said. You know, I mean, such arrogance that, you know, after all the time that they spent on the Constitution, putting it together, Madison, I mean, the brilliant minds of that time to do all the research. And then people come along, you know, away and say, oh, well, we'll just make some broad brush changes. We'll allow our justices to be activists and not follow the rule of law, just make up their own laws. And is it any wonder that we're on the wrong track, number one? Number two, that there's so much contention going on and that you have this sense of expediency that, you know, they just want to rev this up, which is, you know, part of our culture. You know, I want to bring Samantha Mills on right now. Samantha, of course, the Good News Girl. And she's here with her new edition of all these exciting viral videos that we're going to talk about in just a moment. But Sam, does this bother you? I mean, because you're I guess you would classify you as you're a Gen Xer, right? Are you in the Gen
X
category?
I'm actually a millennial.
You're a millennial. You're an actual millennial. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Really? Really? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to age you unnecessarily.
Oh no, you're fine. I'm just so mature. You know, it's hard to.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you've always been that way. So a millennial, and I should have put it together. I mean, you just got married, and this is what millennials are doing a little bit later in life as opposed to the previous generations. But nonetheless, still a millennial. What in terms of, you know, your groups of friends and age group and that, how do they feel about the Constitution? Is it, you know, are they buying into the narrative, which you know, says that the Constitution is, you know, elastic, or do they believe that it should be held, you know, held firm?
I feel like freedom of speech is one of those issues, especially, you know, that has been hotly debated with the Constitution among my age group. But, you know, among my friends, conservative and liberal, we're actually kind of all on the same page as far as that part goes. We're like, you have to have freedom of speech. You have to be able to say it. I mean, be careful with what you say if you want to, if you so choose. But for any kind of restriction on the government, I don't think that was meant to be messed with. I think that was the founding fathers did that very strategically. And,
yes,
you know, they were fleeing, like some of the first settlers in America were fleeing persecution. And I just think we actually all agree on that. I mean, there's a lot of stuff we did, but, you know, the gun thing, most of us kind of agree on that too.
Yes,
but maybe not so much, you know, this is my closest group of friends. Now people on Facebook and everything, that becomes a different issue when you expand out to hundreds or over 1,000 people.
Right. And that's the thing, you know, speaking of Facebook, if you put something out there on Facebook, I mean, you can get into a little bit of an echo chamber. I know where some people have put things out on Facebook, and the echo chamber comes back and, you know, bites you in the back end because people, you know, they may talk about free speech and that sort of thing, but it's free speech according, you know, according to their dictionary, not free speech the way we would define free speech, right? So
long as they're not the ones being insulted, sometimes they're like all about freedom of speech until it crosses that line.
Exactly.
I'd rather, you know, I always heard that if you didn't have freedom of speech, like if somebody doesn't want me in their restaurant or is going to insult me, I'd kind of rather know what they think so I can deal with them accordingly. You know, maybe avoid them or anything like that. So if you hate me, then I'd rather know. No, I don't want them to restrict your speech, so you keep it to yourself.
Right.
And I'd either convince you or avoid you. So convince you to like me.
But I'm there for dinner. I'm not there for a debate, you know, to convince you in my political discussion. But sometimes what happens, I think, in terms of free speech, you know, you hear people talking and they're very loud, right? And about their position. And it's like, okay, maybe this isn't the place to have this conversation. Because you, you know, you're bringing people into the conversation that you may not have intended to. And, by the way, I'm there to have dinner, not to get, you know, involved in a political, because it's interesting because, you know, with me having this talk show, you know, I get people that invite me to dinner and say, hey, come on over, let's have dinner. And in fact, one of my dear friends in California, his wife, she's way precious. She's, and she's a businesswoman, very sharp. And she'll meet me at the door. She goes, we're not talking politics tonight. We're not talking politics. And I just said, hey, you know, how you doing? You know, give her a hug. We're not, you know, these are the ground rules to play. Okay. We sit down at the table. 2 seconds later, what does she bring up? And politics. I just laugh and I look at her husband, you know, he's a dear friend of mine. I look at him, I go, and he goes, now you know. And I go, no, okay. So it's just what it is. You know, sometimes we just can't help ourselves, and it's okay, but I just sometimes have to laugh. But because of it, people, you know, because of the show and what I do, you know, hey, they want to talk about all this stuff. And, of course, they have a liberal bent anyway, so it makes for – but we're able to reason together, you know, and as you kind of suggested, even Scott, earlier, is that we're not going to force anybody into our conviction. I mean, we can raise, you know, if you want to have, you know, like Justin Danhoff had with Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks, you've got empirical evidence, you want to present it, hey, it's up to them. They can accept it. But in Schultz's case, he didn't want to accept it. But there's evidence clearly that activism has caused problems. I mean, look at LeBron James, his activism. They're saying it could cost him upwards of $10 million for supporting Hillary Clinton. So interesting how...
Wow.
The whole the political environment, you know, we hear about all the bad news for people on the right. They're getting beat up. Megan Barth, I mean, people are throwing drinks on her. You can believe me. I mean, you know, she's got a MAGA hat, you know, on. She's at a bar minding her own business with a friend. And this gal gets a little contentious and throws a drink on her. I you know, Michael Savage, he's sitting there with his dog having dinner up in the Bay Area. He gets attacked. I mean, the guy's 75 years old. Give me a break. You know, you're going to go, you know, pound the guy. I mean, that's what this is all about. I mean, this is just insane, and we start setting a crazy precedent. But anyway, we digress, and let's talk about the important things, and the reason we have you here is the viral videos, and we got a teacher who goes Oprah. I mean, she goes Oprah on us, right? She raises $80,000. She surprises every student at her school with a new bike. I mean, we got for you a new bike. I mean, an Oprah moment here at the school, right?
You get a bike. Yeah. You get a bike.
And don't you love that? That's awesome.
That was actually one of the best episodes of Oprah ever. I watched when it aired, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Katie Malmquist, she's a teacher down at Pepper Hill Elementary School in North Charleston, South Carolina. And she kind of just had a quiet conversation with one of her students a while back, and the student was saying how much they wanted a bike. Now, a lot of kids in this area maybe don't have anything that they own of their own. And she decided, you know, how could I help this one student and not help everybody else? Mm. And she ends up making it a huge community effort. And she raises $80,000 to buy 650 bicycles. And it took 3 months to do all of this.
Wow.
And there were people in the community that put the bikes together. There were people, and they staged it in the church in the area. And you know, she felt like it gave them something to be proud of, and to, you know, it gave them the sense of ownership and pride. And I'm sure it also let them know how many people care to put that effort in.
Exactly.
Make sure
you talk about
kids got bikes.
you ask, I mean, you talk about all the people that were blessed in that, a community effort, right. The kids receiving the bikes, the community coming together, assembling the bikes and that sort of thing, all starting from this vision and this teacher looking to fill a need. That is awesome. Another great story, you got a man who sets out to send a random girl to nursing school, and her response is very touching.
This one's actually really cool. I mean, this one is just like God put that feeling in his heart in Kansas City, Missouri. Don Carter went to Popeye's Fried Chicken, and, you know, he struck up a conversation with a lady in the window, and he said that she just looked tired and she was exhausted, and she was trying to get her nursing license, which cost about $1,500. It was certified nursing assistance, I'm sorry, CNA license. Yes. And he, on his way home, he just couldn't stop thinking about her as he's, like, eating his chicken. He's thinking about this girl who's working so hard. And he's like, you know what? Maybe if, like, 300 of my friends just give $5 each, this girl doesn't have to work so hard. She can go ahead and accomplish this and move on with the next stage in her career. So he puts up a GoFundMe, and overnight he had raised $1,700. And the girl had no idea that he was doing any of this until... Wow. He brings it to her church's chicken the next day. And, you know, that's just an incredible gesture on his part. Sometimes I think, and, you know, no telling, maybe she'll end up being helpful in saving his life or somebody's life that he loves. You never know where that's gonna lead, that goodwill.
See, but this is the beauty of this country that we live in. You know, being united, we think about how we can flow to the need and help one another. This is what this country is all about. I mean, how many countries... in the planet, when you think about it, I mean, very few really have this capability and this, you know, to be able to do things like crowdfund me and things like that. And I know there's other gestures, and I don't mean to make it sound like we're just so exceptional, because you give from what you have, and the Bible talks about a word aptly spoken. Sometimes it's a word that makes somebody's day. Maybe it's just a smile, a handshake, an acknowledgement. For somebody who hasn't been acknowledged before, who's been ignored. This one I've seen, this next story I've seen, and this is very touching, about a soldier's salute in the rain making waves. Tell us about that.
Okay, so this soldier decided to pull over whenever he saw a funeral going on the side. And Kenneth Barnes, he just pulled over and it's raining. And, you know, he said actually when it started raining so hard, it lightened up just in time for him to pull over and give his salute to the fallen soldier's funeral. And he really inspired a lot of people. He said as soon as he got back in the car, it started pouring again. It's just kind of like the clouds just lightened up just for that moment so he could salute that soldier and pay his honors. And, you know, he didn't really expect anybody to notice, but his picture went viral on Facebook and they identified him. And that's just the kind of, you know, this kind of brotherhood like soldiers have. And
exactly.
It's an absolute inspiration to the rest of us.
Well, she's the good news girl, and you know why, because you can go to BillMartinezLive.com and go to Sam's Corner and check out the rest of the stories, because we couldn't get to them all, you know, so check it out and get caught up.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's called...